Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to Why She's Winning with your host, Christy Rutherford, the master of office politics and self-care advocacy. Since June 2020, her clients have earned over $1 million in promotions, raises, and bonuses. Surprised that women are still getting paid during a pandemic? Well, with Christy, these success stories are the rule, not the exception. Now is the time to take your career to the next level and live a life of total fulfillment. So, let's welcome your host, Christy Rutherford.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Why She's Winning with Christy Rutherford. Well, I am Christy Rutherford, but I want to welcome y'all back to part two of Get Promoted by Unlocking Your Executive Presence with Michelle Pierre Poinsett. Michelle was dropping so much knowledge last week. She wouldn't stop pouring, and I wouldn't stop receiving, so we can get her insight on how she completely changed her life in a very short period of time. So buckle up for safety and get ready for Michelle. I'm enjoying your share, right? Because I don't think that people understand how significant this is for you. But then the same thing is, I wasn't trying to share my story either.
Yeah.
And God was like, no, you gonna share. I was like, I ain't saying nothing. Cause
well, I mean, I think this is the thing though. And it's like, I didn't want it to be viewed as a weakness. I you know, and I'm strong. I don't want nobody's pity. God forbid, you know? And it's just, after a while, I was just like, why am I, I'm making it bad for myself by walking around just angry. And it didn't make sense anymore. And it just took me, the individuals that you exposed me to in terms of the readings, the videos, listening to like a Abraham Hicks saying some concepts over and over again to the point where I'm like, oh, you know what? This is kind of making sense. Like I'm, you know, these self-limiting beliefs and understanding that I kind of steer the car to my destiny, like those type of concepts. Like after a while, I started to think, okay, I can see how this makes sense, and that how I need to kind of take control of how I'm showing up.
When I think about sharing from the senior level, because you're not a scrub, I was not a scrub. We think we're by ourselves in our challenges, and that's what I learned after I, you know, burned out and got my stuff together, and I started talking to other seniors. I'm like, wait, I wasn't by myself in these problems. I thought that I was struggling alone, and there is actually commonality. The magic class is a group. So a lady was like, and I like one-on-one, but I really love the group because you don't understand the magic of being around other power women who are also on a journey to become better and the support of women who are like you. So you're able to talk and not be judged. And I think that's what I love about what we create and the magic that we have is that, oh, you used to be angry too. I used to be angry. I used to be mad as I don't know what. I appreciate you sharing. And then through all of this, when did we start working together? Was it like July, May, June? I don't know. It was
sometime during the summer.
But within 4 months, you ended up getting a promotion.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. And you know, what's crazy is that, I mean, I only feel like it's just the beginning. I'm definitely a work in progress, but now I feel like I kind of know what I need to work on. Yeah, the change definitely happened quickly. I mean, I think I was ready too for it. I just needed somebody to kind of push me along and to give me the tools that I needed. And I think the group coaching was helpful too, to your point, to hear other women. Because when I would, as I mentioned, talk to my other friends that are successful too, we didn't allow ourselves to be vulnerable with each other. And I mean, these are friends. Like, these are people that were in my wedding. But we didn't come with each other. But we we didn't go deeper than that. And a lot of it was, it's facade.
Yeah.
So to kind of be in a group to see other successful women, but women that don't necessarily know me personally, I think allowed me to be vulnerable as well.
So let's talk about this promotion. Because for me, and I always say, we're not going after the money. but we're going to get that money. Let's be clear, right? Like, for me, it's about healing first and being happy. And then the money comes. So did you beat on the door? Did you kick the door open? Or did the door open and they invited you in?
You know, I mean, I think it was one of those scenarios. It was easier than I thought. I asked. I didn't sit and wait for the promotion cycle to go by and me look at and not see my name on the list.
Woo! Yes.
And I think, to me, that was the difference, right? I went and I said, I think I should be promoted. Like, I have the qualifications. You know, what do I need to do to facilitate the process of making sure I get promoted in this cycle? And I had never done that before. Mm. I would just be the person, you know, the promotions are, you know, you get the list of who's promoted. My name's not on there. And I'm pissed off. And I'm walking around saying, I'm qualified. It's kind of late to talk about you qualified. And it's after the fact. Right. So I think that made a difference. Right. Just saying that that's what I wanted.
Period. 95% of the women, everybody talks about the gender wage gap. And I'm like, look, we get 30-40% raises in 2 months because the women ask.
Yes.
You can't be mad. We're waiting for somebody to give it to us. But when you ask, they'll be like, OK.
And I guess I was gearing up for the no, or you're not ready yet. And none of that happened.
That's so funny.
Which is kind of surprising. Okay. So now I'm just like, okay, I'm ready for what's next now. Like, I kind of like how this happened. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't in the space. And that's where, for example, I was holding myself back because I never asked. I mean, this could have potentially happened years ago, you know, at other employers, but I never asked. I never had the conversation. And I never had the conversation in a way that wasn't threatening too.
Oh, yes.
It's not, I mean, it's not walking in saying, listen, I'm better than you, promote me or I'm leaving. Like, that doesn't really work. I mean, that doesn't create an environment where you would want to stay long term.
You know, when I talk to women, they always talk about, I hate the people at my job. I'm going to leave my job and I'm going to go somewhere else. I said, but when you know, who goes with you when you go? You. It's yeah. Like, if this is happening three jobs, at what point are you going to say, maybe it's me?
And that was me. This was the third job. And I would, you know, come home upset, talk to my husband, and he's looking at me like, oh, here we go again. And I'm like, why are you looking
same
at
story.
Me?
Same story.
Because it's the same story. But I was like, you know, it's them. Then I was like, it's not them. It's just corporate America. You know, so I was like, I'm just not made for corporate America. That's what it was. But now I'm realizing, no, in part, it was definitely how I was showing up.
I'll say this and then we'll close. But I just remember when you thought it was the job that made you miserable. And I was like, you know, I think that if you actually became happy, it is not yeah. your job. And you were like, what? Like, it was like, I remember it was so many incremental breakthroughs with you.
I had no clue. I was clueless. I thought you were going to tell me, all right, let's figure out how to get you out of the job. And you're like, no, let's try to be happy where you are. Like, all right. You know, I don't know. I was like, I'm not sure how this is going to work out. But yeah, it was definitely me. And not that I'm where I am now, who knows what's to come, but I think there's definitely a lot. I think my future is definitely bright. And the different perspective I have, I think will serve me better. And it doesn't have to be that hard. And it doesn't always have to be painful. And I think that's what I needed to accept too. It's living a life of joy as opposed to feeling like I needed to live a life of pain.
Ooh, that was good. Put that on a quote card. Now you carry new habits into the new role, so the new role isn't crushing you.
You know, I'm actually working less now, and I'm working smarter, and I am following what brings me joy. Now I actually have someone that reports into me, and I was able to help her get promoted as well. And I'm delegating more, and I'm more aware, and because I have clarity, I see how I need to position myself to go even further. And I'm making room for that. I was on a hamster wheel constantly with no time to think, no clarity, and wondering why I wasn't going anywhere.
But this is the thing. Nobody should be mad that you got a promotion and you're not working harder. Like, that's what Americans think.
Right.
You know, I got to grind more and I got to work more. But now you're like, no, I'm working smarter.
Yeah.
I'm delegating.
Right.
I'm not dragging the baggage from my past. So right. That frees up 80% of your bandwidth. I'm making joy a priority. I actually want to spend time with my kids and my husband.
Yes.
Because they like me now. So I can't stay here all day. And me chasing never worked. I'm building the right relationships. I'm confident in myself. And I can have pleasant conversations with people. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, it's really changing the story that I tell myself in my head. So I was that person, you would walk into my office and I was all business. I didn't have pictures of my kids on my desk. I didn't have pictures of my wedding because I felt like I needed to be professional 24/7. Whereas now I'm having conversations about my kids. So then people are sharing about their kids and it makes for a more pleasant exchange. And that's part of when I say I'm working less, like that doesn't feel as work as much. But to be honest with you, I think that makes for more productive work relationships. I just wasn't open to making myself vulnerable in that way. And that's an example of an attitude that was holding me back. It didn't serve me.
And this is why, Michelle, we're not getting in the rooms. We're not building the personal relationships. People sponsor and mentor who they know, like, and trust. They don't know you. They know your work.
Yes. And if you're talking about real advancement, that's not enough. And I thought it was. And I was pissed off at other people who realized
they needed
to do that and they needed to work on relationships. I wasn't thinking I need to change my strategy. I would just keep on working hard and be angry that I was sitting there working hard.
Working all these hours and ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Nowhere. Now that I think about it, my strategy didn't make any sense.
All right. This is so good. So we're going to close, Michelle.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Not only, you saying I want to be on this podcast. I was like, what? Because I know this chick don't share nothing. But that's a part of the growth, right? Like right. I was not trying to share my story. I was like, I ain't saying nothing. I was like, no, you gonna tell. I was like, I'm not gonna give you no money. I said, okay. I need the financial resources to support my bougie lifestyle. But what I've learned is the more vulnerable I've been, that's how I got you. You know, that's how I'm able to serve more. And so the whole goal is whenever you understand that you need it at all, you're not embarrassed from your story. And there are people who need to hear your story. There are women who are waiting to hear your experience. So I appreciate you coming here and being vulnerable and sharing your insight to be able to pour into another woman, because that's what we deserve. And we're not getting at the senior level. We're just not getting it. We're getting a completely different narrative that's not working for us. And my goal is to change that narrative, to say, no, you have the power. Stop thinking that it's them that's going to give it to you. You have to heal. And then allow, you talked about it in the beginning, allow what's going to happen to unfold.
And I think a big part of it is this goes beyond getting promotions. This is really about saving lives, because a lot of us are burnt out and we're getting sick and we're dying as a result of it. And we're not really understanding why.
Yeah. Yeah. But I almost died twice in the Coast Guard, like for real. So I get it. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see what, and again, this is the beginning. So this is the thing. It's like, I'm 8 years in the game. So as I continue to watch how miracle signs and wonders unfold for the women that I've had just a distinct honor to work with, that's where my joy comes from. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, woo! And then we celebrate. So I can't wait to see what happens for you the next 6 months. It's going to be It's going to be good. And then the next year. And then, you know, I think as we're grateful for each day that we now have on this planet, you know, let's live it in joy and not in pain.
Absolutely. And thank you for the work that you do. And your willingness to kind of push through too, because I was a bit reluctant and you definitely kicked the door down for me. So I appreciate that.
You know, that was a dangerous question that I was going to ask in the middle. You'd be like, what is it like working with Christian Rutherford? Because I don't play. I expect results. Like, that's the thing. It's like, this is not going to be some pansy hand. You're going to invest your money and you're not going to change.
I think it's hard, right? Because you have a pretty aggressive personality, I would say. You come off kind of strong. But what happens is when you say stuff, it's like, ooh, she cut me. But it's like, but I can't deny that what you're saying isn't true.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I really want to work on myself and create change, then I need to, if anything, not enough people are being honest with individuals to really force change.
Me? An aggressive personality?
Oh my God.
What? I can't, what? But my desire, you know, a guy that I almost considered working with last year was like, you can only give your people what you can give them, but you can't make them change. Like, you can't make that, you know, have that desire for them. And my goal is, okay, so either I'm going, you know, we're going to be nice about it in the beginning. And then I'm going to put you in a headlock and be like, okay, that didn't work. But that's what type of leader I was in the Coast Guard, right? Like, oh, that didn't work. I'm going to sock you in the jaw. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, I'm a punch. You know, but it's only to make you better. So even if, and again, it's to interrupt the script that you have running in your head, and it's to interrupt the patterns that have been solidified in your life for the past 40 years, and the conversation that you've had supported with your friends for the past 20, 25 years, and then all the data where they tell you that you're going to stay this way and you should be justified. I have to do something to interrupt the script.
Right.
And sometimes I yell, you know, sometimes I have to find the right words in a combination to be like, oh, and then you'd be like this, ouch. That was kind of good. Let me go chew on this.
And I think too, the part of just realizing it's you as opposed to it's everybody else. That's a lot to digest, right?
Yeah. Now, Michelle, I think it's you. You were like, I don't know.
I was like, well, I don't think so. Maybe I need help on, you know, figuring out how to fit in better. But yeah, I mean, I think to get the results, you need to do the work and you push people to do the real work. And I think that's why you have amazing results with people like me and the, you know, the rest of your clients. Like, you got to do the hard work and it's definitely looking within.
Hey, we need to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Have you been overlooked for promotion repeatedly or think you need another degree to be promoted? If you're working three times as hard as your co-workers and not being paid for it, join Christy for the Why She's Winning live virtual event. At this event, you'll get the keys to how Christy assisted her clients with getting over $1 million in promotions, raises, and bonuses in a pandemic. In most cases, they didn't leave their jobs. They just showed up differently, and that was enough. If you're ready to get Christy's secret sauce to success, register at whysheswinning.com. Your life will never be the same for the best.
And we're back. You know, I'm coming for real change. I'm not coming for temporary change like you talked about. I go to yoga and within 10 minutes, somebody go send me an email and it's pow. Or we're taught I used to want to do yoga and sit in with they tried to smoke me out of incense. And I was searching as I was burning out in my career. I'm searching for all these external things. I had three therapists. Because Christy Rutherford couldn't be seen at a therapist. I'm the great Christy Rutherford. Like, there's no way I shouldn't even, nobody can know that I'm here. This is anonymous. And they didn't help me move forward. They were just listening to me wallow. And I was like, but wait, so are you going to say something profound? Because I'm here to change. I'm busy. I'm an action oriented woman who can get results that I can measure in my job. I want to see that for me as a high achiever. And so most people I'm just going to say it. Most people want to just complain about their stuff. They don't want to change.
Yes, I agree.
And so these therapists were just asking me questions. And I'm like this, but where are we going with this though? Because you know me, I can quantify. All right, if I'm going to, you know, bring this mirror out and I'm going to look and you're going to dig up my skeleton. And they be like this. Okay, we're done. I'm like, no, wait. We dug this thing up. You're just going to leave it here and just.
Right. Like, you know? What do I do with it now? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's my goal is real change forever. Mm-hmm. Not only with you. And then you see how your kids and your husband and then your family. And now your kids can now have a whole mom with a whole family and then the whole dad. And mm-hmm. then they produce whole kids and not be in therapy in the cycle of my mom came home angry every day. So I'm angry or I just melt when I see somebody who's angry. So now they can have that stability that you want for your kids.
And I think too, a big part of it for me was you allowed yourself to be vulnerable with your clients. And for me, hearing your story, hearing about how you're living your life now, hearing about your prior struggles was helpful to me because then I felt like if she can be vulnerable, then maybe I can too. I don't think that happens in most coaching relationships, especially like you say, especially when you say it's executive presence or it's about advancing in work. It's kind of like, okay, I just want to advance in work. Why are you talking about my personal business? Why are we going back to my childhood? What does that have to do with me advancing at work?
Yeah.
Then you start to connect the dots and then it's like, okay, I kind of can't deny that there's some trauma that I just never dealt with and resolved that's showing up in how I am at work and how I am at home as an adult.
When we gonna bring you back? Oh. You be like, what? I got to create something with you. I'll be like, I need to get some more information from her. You be like, what am I gonna create? It's gonna be something. You be like, we're gonna do a live show or something.
But the thing is, honestly, Christy, like you just don't understand. Like this is gonna be, I'm 9 years from survival. I was reading self-help books. I was all about Brené Brown. Like I didn't just practice yoga. I did a yoga teacher training. Like I thought I was healed. And it's like, well, why is this? Why am I angry all the time if I'm supposedly healed? Like I really, therapy, two coaches, like I was always committed to change and I was actually doing the work. I just wasn't doing the right work and I wasn't working with the right person.
Hallelujah.
And maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe I still needed to have my experiences kind of before meeting you to really have that aha moment. But that's why I was willing to do this too. Like I wasn't one of those people that was totally in denial. I was putting in work, but I was still angry.
Yeah, I tell people sometimes the work that they do lead them to me because if you can't do this work, you definitely won't be able to do the work that we do. And it's not that hard, but it is because you have to dig within you. And it's all mental. So you're like, is it hard? Not if you don't want it to be. That's why I'm saying, because you were gripped in. It's like, when are you going to let this go? And when are you going to forgive? It's like, I've forgiven already. No, you haven't. No.
Yeah,
no,
I thought I was good. I really did. I was like, I've done the work. I'm good. But okay, I'll do the exercise. Then it's like, all right, day one of forgiveness. All right, I'm good. Day two. Why am I crying? And it's crazy to be a part of the experience. Like when you're looking at yourself going through it and it's just like, wow, it's amazing to kind of see yourself transform and to go through the work. It's hard though. It's hard. And I think it definitely, you have a framework that creates long-term change, but it's constant work. I gotta keep reminding myself. And I think the way you structure the program is helpful too. So now I have my books and my recordings to know if I feel like I'm slipping or I'm not feeling that way. I still get up and say my affirmations. I am healthy. I am wealthy. And I say it with my 9-year-old daughter. And I see it helping her and she's excited to do it. So that makes me want to stay in my joy as often as possible for her as well.
This is so good. I mean, it's hard, but it's worth it. Yeah. And you only have to do the hard stuff once. And yeah. I had an earlier interview with Thule where I had her forgive. She had an opportunity to forgive, and it was the mountain that was like right in front of her. So either you can go through it slow or you can forgive this one person fast. She was like looking at me like she would just set me on fire. Like, is no way I'm doing this work. And I was like, oh, you gonna do it. She didn't want to, but she didn't come back the next week because she didn't do it. But she came back 2 weeks later looking 20 years younger. We were like, wait a minute. Like, she came glowing like Bruce Leroy in The Last Dragon. And if you're over 40, you should know that movie. Like, and we call her Thule Buttons because she looks, she looks younger and younger and younger. You can't go back because now you're aware. That's what self-awareness is. Like, how can you can fall back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But you won't go all the way back to the bottom. So if you think the way a mountain goes, it does this. So if you fall down, you'll never go here again.
And it's funny that you say that, because every once in a while I'll start working too much and I'll feel it. I'll be like, oh, I don't feel right. Something don't feel right. You know, then it's like, oh, you know, I guess I haven't been meditating or walking outside. And then when I do it, it reminds me, you know, this is how I want to feel. So I need to dedicate more time to the stuff again that makes me, you know, feel this way, as opposed to me grinding all the time.
There is no joy in grinding. I love it though. Cause you know, but the longer term effects of having joy, and I think being proud of yourself for where you are right now, but really is like when it's time to go, you can go knowing that. For me, it makes a difference when how I look at death now. It's inevitable. And if I go, well, I'm going smiling. It's, you know, because you're living more in the moment now, where it's, I'm going to do my best today in this job with my family. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be happy. So if it comes, you'd be like this. It is what it is.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I still have regular scans, and I had my set of scans, I think like 2 weeks ago. And I tend to get nervous. I tend to get anxious when that comes up. And I made sure I did my meditations, and I'm usually really nervous, like when I have to go under the machine. And this time I was just like, you know what? I'm cancer free and it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I went through the tests and the results were fine. But being in a better place, I was able to enjoy that. Like before, I was just so, I kept telling, you know, I was so anxious, and I had in my head that this bad thing was going to happen, that it just, that in of itself made me miserable. And at the end of the day, if the cancer, there's nothing I can do if it, you know, if it happens that it comes back, I don't want it. But, and if it does, I need to know that I don't have regrets and I live the best that I could live. And I think to your point, why not go for being happy? Like there was one time, you know, after working with you, I was driving to my mother's and I was like, I feel joy in my heart. Like I don't know, the weirdest thing ever. But it felt so good. And I'd never felt that before. But why wouldn't I want to feel that more? If I can help myself feel it more, why not?
Yes. It's just giving yourself permission.
Yes.
How crazy is that? We're grown people walking around miserable. And you just got to give yourself permission to just be happy.
Yeah. It's crazy when you say it that way out loud, but a lot of us are, you know, a lot of folks are kind of stuck in that mindset.
There is a quote from somebody, I can't remember. It talked about, you know, being Black in America, it gives you permission to be in a perpetual state of rage. Mm. And people were posting that. And I'm like, that's a choice. And of course, it's the unpopular opinion,
right?
Because with everything that's going on right now, I mean, and it's crazy, but like, I tell people, I'm aware that people are suffering. I'm not a goof, right. Even though I live in a bubble, but I make a decision not to make their suffering a part of my suffering. I can't. And people call it selfish, but it is what it is. Why am I going to bring myself down to your state of misery? How is that serving me, and how does that really serve my clients?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I've always had this perspective that I felt guilty that I had achieved some of the things I'd achieved and other members of my family had not. And now I'm like, that's not fair. I should be proud of what I've achieved. And Yeah, it's tough, right? And I have all these thoughts in my head. I think that the concept of what's going on from a race perspective, I know it's there. I acknowledge it. It's horrible. I try to do my part. But that doesn't mean it doesn't help for me to walk around miserable and mad all the time. I mean, what I realized, like, I had to reduce watching the news. I had my 11-year-old son that was just scared, like in his own house. That mindset doesn't help any of us live our lives. If anything, it causes us to compromise the way that we're living. But I can still acknowledge there's racism. I just don't need to feel angry all the time. I mean, it is whether I'm angry or not, like me being angry doesn't make racism go away. So can I enjoy life a little bit?
When I think about how what's happened this year affects how we're viewed in the workplace, it matters.
Yeah.
And we'll claim that they're closing the doors, but it's us and our anger that we're justified in. I'm justified to be this mad. This stuff is happening. They're not opening the door for me. And you're beating on the door talking about why we're not in the C-suite. And I'm like, you know, if you just heal and just be happy, they will open the door for you. They want us in the room. They right. Nobody wants to be around a prune face. They don't want it. And it doesn't matter who they are.
Maybe that's not the right room for you, but walking around angry is not going to have, it's not going to allow you to find the right room for you to be in. Like it solves for nothing.
I think about if, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, or if we were in a country with the majority, and I'm sure there are organizations that have the majority of mm-hmm. black women in it. We're not going to let a white woman in the room coming in there mad and angry. Like, because we have commonality as 8 to 10 black women in the room. And if somebody else of another ethnicity wants to come in here, she has to provide harmony in our joy. You can't come in here with discord, even if you justified it. And we'll be like this. Nope. You're not coming up in here messing up this joy.
Right. And a part of us, we feel like we have to have that attitude, right? Like once we've kind of made it in the room, we want to make our mark and we have to show our strength. And I really think we need to redefine what it means to be strong, especially for women of color. I think if we can do that, then that's huge, because that anger feeds into that definition and it doesn't help us. It harms us.
That sounds like your mission. See, I got excited. I
started mouthing. Here we
sounds like a part of your destiny. That sounds like a book to me. Redefining anger.
That's funny.
You know, I ain't playing though. But
just like people want to say black women are always angry, they also often want to say that we're strong. But they use that word for the wrong reasons oftentimes.
When is that book coming out? I can't wait. I want the audio version.
I mean, you don't disagree, right? I mean, that's part of...
No, I don't disagree. I'm just waiting for you to flesh out the details of the book. You know how I do. You know how I do. If you know, this looks like a session right now. You'd be like, oh, that sounds real good. Let me Google to see if that's been, when are you going to produce that work? That sounds like a group coaching class that Michelle is going to put on and put a price tag on it and be a part of her destiny to help more women heal, redefining strength.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, the future is bright. We'll see what comes from that. I'm open to it, right?
Definitely. I just think about when I was in my career, I'm like, how y'all let me walk around and act like that? Why didn't somebody save me? And a part of, you know, my decision to leave, I left for 100 reasons, but I saw the women who retired before me, you know, no disrespect. That was not the joy that, because we think that, you know, and we see women who are above us, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, when I finally get this, I'm gonna be happy. You'd be like this, wait, nobody's happy.
Right. Yeah.
If all the women who retired sisters, because that's the difference, you'd be like this. So I'm going to fight you because I got to fight. I'm going to fight for that reality that I can see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn right here and I'm just going to run in the darkness and we're going to see what happens. And it all worked out.
Yeah. That's a tough one too, right? But that doesn't even deter us from pushing and just being angry that we're not at the seat, even though we look at the person in the seat and we're like, I don't want to be that person. Isn't that crazy?
Oh yeah, I told her all the time.
That's psycho. When you think about it, that's kind of psycho to think that way.
It's insanity doing the same thing and expecting different results. Yeah. You're going to end up just like that person and you won't change.
Right.
So many people are trapped doing it. Millions of people around the world. Millions. It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
So we're gonna dance because it's still we're still in this full moon energy. So I'm gonna get some.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you my video later. Ladies and gentlemen, three keys for Michelle: dance, meditate, walk outside.
Forgiveness,
Michelle.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Thank you for investing your time with us today. Get Christy's free case study, How to Pivot in Your Career and Recession-Proof Your Income Without Getting Another Degree, at www.changenowwithchristy.com. Until next time, be sure to subscribe to our channel and share this episode with a woman who needs it. Your life will never be the same for the best.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.